Calvin Coolidge became president, at least at first there, became president of the United States upon the death of Warren Harding in 1923. 1925, he'd be elected, and then in his inaugural address, Coolidge would, in a sense, challenge the country to seek God's favor. And we see this so many times early on in our forefathers and the way they spoke. And he would challenge the country to seek God's favor in pursuing the Lord's divine purpose. He would say, "America seeks no earthly empire built on blood and force. No ambition, no temptation lures her to thought of foreign dominions. The legions which she sends forth are armed not with the sword, but with the cross. The higher state to which she seeks the allegiance of all mankind is not of human, but of divine origin. She cherishes no purpose save to merit the favor of the Almighty God." I don't think we see presidents speaking like that too much anymore. Jesus, though, would speak very similarly, and obviously, I think Calvin Coolidge and all the forefathers got this from scriptures as well as they would write. But Jesus, when he was in the synagogue in Luke the 4th chapter, would reference back to Isaiah the 61st chapter as he would speak. As Jesus is there, he opens up the scrolls. And he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom from the prisoners, for the prisoners, and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began saying unto them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." You know, while Jesus proclaimed the year of favor of the Lord in Nazareth that day, you know, we have that opportunity today as we gather and commemorate. The first day of the week is to commemorate our hearts and our minds to find favor with the Lord. And just as Coolidge would remind the people there that America is there not by the sword, but by the cross. And as we commemorate that with these emblems before us today, let's remember the sacrifice that Christ gave us by going to that cross and showing us that ultimate example as he paid a ransom for many. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, this day. And your Son, that love and compassion that moved him to do the things and to show by example and to even give his life for his love for us. And these emblems that we have today before us, they bring those things to our mind, that the broken bread represents his body that was torn apart by the cat of nine tails there, but freely given up on our behalf. And the fruit of the vine representing his blood that was poured out for us, and even as the soldier's spear would be thrust into his side as blood and water would come forth. It was given to cover a multitude of sins for us, and it was shed for us to be that atonement. And as we go out and we share in this life, let us be reminded it's not by the sword but by the cross that will save this nation. And just ask that we exemplify that in our life more fully as we share the love and compassion of your Son. For it's in his name we pray.